Good morning, Georgia.
Good morning.
I appreciate the opportunity to be with you. You're very concerned about the possibility of Dwight Rich closing, aren't you?
I certainly am. As a parent of both two Dwight Rich students and a Wood Creek student who is hopefully a future Dwight Rich magnet student, yes, I do have concerns.
There is a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at the administration building at 519 West Kalamazoo. That's the Lansing School District School Board meeting that will meet to discuss the future of Dwight Rich Middle School. The school board, believes that they don't have the funding nor the necessary amount of students to keep that school open. How do you respond to that accusation?
At this point, we are not actually sure what the Board of Education members actually do think, because we have had so many different opinions, so many different statements coming from them. They're going to close the school. No, they're not going to close the school. They have to close it in order to reopen it as a K-8 academy. There's been a lot of miscommunication coming from the Board of Education. A lot of different stories and opinions coming out of those members. So,
is it mainly miscommunication, or do you believe they're shadowing the fact that they want to keep this decision-making process to themselves?
I would like to be cautiously optimistic in what I believe the board's intentions and motivations are here. As a Lansing School District client, I certainly hope that this is just miscommunication, which is bad enough. When you go the route of they're intentionally keeping in the dark both, you know, the schools and communities at large, the Luton Rich Neighborhood Association that will be impacted by this, even Colonial Village will, when you start getting into that, then you have much larger issues to be dealing with.
Tonight at this meeting, will your organization be allowed to speak, and what do you hope to communicate to the board?
There will be 30 minutes of public comment at the meeting. A number of the teachers from, I believe, a couple of the schools affected within the STEM magnet program, I believe that they are planning on speaking. We're going to hear from, you know, hopefully we'll be hearing from some of the parents from the schools that are affected. So we're going to be given the opportunity to have our voice heard by the Board of Education directly.
Well, as you know, the Board of Education is facing a budget deficit. Funding to schools is probably going to decrease from last year. The board claims that to operate a middle school will cost about $800,000 a year. To play devil's advocate, if they don't have the funding to keep the school open, where are they supposed to get the money?
I understand the need to close schools. I understand the need to right-size the district. This is not the first school closing that my family has actually been involved in. I hate to say my kids were students at the former Gunnisonville Elementary School. I think the district needs to go about it in a smarter way. They need to be meeting with the city administration, which they're supposed to be doing quarterly, which they have not been doing on a regular basis in over 2 years. Why isn't that being done? If they meet with the city, maybe they'll know about a school which can be potentially sold, which is marketable. The last thing you want to do is have a building standing vacant in the heart of a neighborhood. That's not good for the city of Lansing. That's good for no one. We need to be able, if we're going to close the school, yes, it's going to hurt someone. We need to figure out what we can bring back to the district, and we need to figure out how will this help the community. There has to be some positive spin coming out of this. If we're just closing a school to save some money, then no good comes from that.
Georgia Ellis is with the PTO of Dwight Rich STEM Magnet Middle School. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Before we let Georgia go get her kids up and about and ready for school, Georgia, normally when meetings like this are held, decisions have already been made. Are you fearful that the Lansing School District and the Lansing School District School Board has already made the decision to close Dwight Rich Middle School?
I have to be prepared for the worst, and so I am mentally preparing myself for that to be a possibility, but I still have hope, and that's because the STEM Magnet program is such an academic, a proven academic success. I think that what they should be doing is expanding it within that building rather than cutting it out and jeopardizing the entire STEM program, which is from kindergarten all the way through the senior year of high school. It's available.
And it all comes down to funding. Where do you get the money is the eternal question.
That's a question a lot of us are asking, and a lot of us have some ideas that if we could have been bringing these ideas to the school board back in October, when normally if a district is going to be closing schools, that's when they first start letting communities know about that. But so far, there has been no communication between the Board of Education and the communities involved. None.
Go ahead, Georgia. I'm sorry.
It seems like everybody is being left in the dark when we should be treated like partners in these kinds of decisions.
Do you think that they have been shutting you out intentionally?
I do think that some board members, yes, they would like to just run their show and not have to listen to any outside noise. But we're more than outside noise.
All right, Georgia, we are going to talk with you at 6:36 sharp tomorrow morning to get your take on what we see tonight. We'll be covering that meeting as will our news department. We look forward to hearing the results, and we'll talk with you tomorrow morning.
Great. Thanks so much for having us on.